President Paul Biya's government continue to violate the human rights, especially of those in the English-speaking region.
Indeed, the region has been gripped by unrest since activists stepped up their campaign for independence 2 years ago. Journalists have not been spared either. Five are still in detention without any charges after reporting on the country's unrest.
TV host Mimi Mefo is the latest target for her critical reporting. She was arrested and later released without any charges. She now joins us by phone from Douala. Mimi, thanks so much for joining us here at 77%. Now, if you may, could you take us through the events that led to your arrest and a subsequent detention?
Before I was arrested and finally detained, I received a convocation. And on that convocation, I was supposed to appear before the Gendarmerie Legion commander. The charges were that I propagated false information, which actually infringed on state institutions and national security. I actually published the information relating to the death of Wesco Truman, that is the American missionary that was killed in the northwest region of Cameroon. That information that I published was that the people were suspecting that the soldiers actually killed Wesco Truman. And later on, the government now gave its own version of the story and said that the secessionist fighters, the pro-independence fighters who were behind the killing. And I gave that version of the story. Later on, another version of the story came up that the relatives were equally blaming the military. And I gave all the versions of that particular story. I just knew I'm doing my job as a journalist, giving out information just the way they are without distorting facts. And that is my role as a journalist, to give the information just the way they are, not trying to please the government, not trying to please the secessionist fighters. It's my role to inform the public on what is happening on the ground. If I don't inform the people, no one else will. I don't regret publishing that information at all, because it's my duty as a journalist to give out information to the public.
Mimi, all the charges leveled against you were later dropped by the government, and that is allegedly publishing fake news on your social media platforms. How has the whole experience shaped you as a journalist?
It has further reinforced my capacity as a journalist. The world was able to see what journalists are going through in Cameroon. Being an example of press repression is rather fortifying than discouraging. And I think I would continue to do my job. We are in a country where more than five journalists are currently behind bars and nobody is unmoved about it. So I'm not the only victim here. It seems like when you start talking about certain things, if it doesn't favor the government, you are a target.
I'm very proud of you that you're able to go through all that and come out even stronger. Now, looking at the broader picture, what is the state of press freedom in Cameroon?
Like I said earlier, the situation is very, very preoccupying. We are in a country where when you don't report issues the way the government want, you are a target. I mean, you are considered as an enemy of the state. You have to report the way the government wants. And that is not the kind of society we want, because we have thousands and millions of voiceless Cameroonians who want their social situation, political and economic situation to be brought out there into limelight. And we have that role as journalists to bring out the situation of the vulnerable population to the outside world. We are not supposed to relent. The problem of press freedom in Cameroon is known to everybody and even to human rights defenders. We have a situation in Cameroon where journalists are behind bars because they did their job. I continue to say that the place of a journalist, no matter the crime, is not behind bars. It's in the newsroom. We have the National Communication Council to draw the attention of recalcitrant journalists and tell them, this is what you are supposed to do. This is where you went wrong, and get them punished. There are rules and regulations governing the National Communication Council. They can either suspend you or warn you or see how they can sanction you, not putting you behind bars. That is the situation in Cameroon now.
In regards to human rights in Cameroon, many young people, especially in English-speaking regions, have commented on our Facebook page saying they don't feel like they belong in Cameroon because the security forces continue to kill innocent civilians. How is the situation at the moment?
The situation is more and more preoccupying. Many have the impression that when somebody is arrested from the Northwest and the Southwest regions, the treatment as far as the justice system is concerned is different. What do I mean by that? If somebody is arrested, the person is taken immediately to court or to jail. And the court that is the person is taken to is to the military court. Most of the cases are being tried at the level of the military court. That is one of the frustrations of the people that they told me directly. And if you look at the situation of journalists who are currently behind bars, more than 80% of them are behind bars because they talked about the Anglophone crisis or that they have been reporting about this crisis. So you see that even the media landscape is under attack because they have been talking about this situation. So what I've continued to tell our stakeholders, our decision makers, and even the government is that when they change their strategy, we are going to change our angle of reporting and style of reporting. They cannot be violent, and we are talking about peace. When they would engage the dialogue, the journalists would change their story and talk about dialogue. There can't be military repression on the ground. And you expect us to talk about peace and dialogue. It's not possible. We only report what we see. We cannot invent stories. That is the situation in Cameroon right now. And in the northwest and the southwest regions of Cameroon, the human rights situation is growing on a daily basis. We have people being displaced on a daily basis to the French-speaking parts of the country. Children have not been to school for 2 years now. When you go to major cities like Boya, Bamenda, Kumbalimbe, the situation is calm. But that is not up to one quarter of the entire population and villages and localities that we have in the conflicted regions. It's a vast locality of more than 20 of several persons that have been deprived of education. Several houses are being set ablaze on a daily basis. People are in Nigeria. Families are divided. Communities are being wiped out on a daily basis. Even the soldiers are dying on a daily basis. That is the situation on the ground. And we are all hoping that things should get better soonest.